Good morning and welcome to In Focus. I'm your host, Lisa D. Joining us today, GST Michigan Works. We have Chris Schuler, who's Business Solutions Specialist, Bart Sadler, career coach. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
How are you?
Lots of great information for both job seekers and employers that are looking to get good qualified workers. So we're going to start by basics. What is GST Michigan Works?
GST Michigan Works stands for Genesee, Shiawassee, and Thumb. We are a workforce development agency through the state of Michigan and also part of the Job Corps. What we do is we get people ready for unemployment. So they come in and anybody is filing where they start. Then we also work with customers who are working on getting ready to be in the job market. There's different programs that work with that. And then there's my department, which is business services. And we actually work with the businesses themselves, working with the HR, you know, the hiring individuals, hiring professionals to get people connected. And that's basically what we do. Our job is to get you a job.
Both sides. So the people looking for jobs and the businesses looking for qualified employees. People may confuse you guys with the unemployment agency. Does that happen a lot?
All the time. I work as both an employment specialist and a little bit as a career coach. So I work in a room called Employment Services. It's basically a computer lab that I help people navigate the unemployment process. They would come in, hopefully they come into me to file their claim, but most people will file, you know, you can file your claim at home, UIA.gov, you can file it by calling Marvin, but a lot of people will come in and file the claim with me, which is probably the best because you have to get registered for work anyways. Getting registered for work is a very simple process. We've got a talent profile that you can access on the Pure Michigan Talent Connect, but you actually have to have a staff member from Michigan Works review your profile with you, then we will actually get you registered for work. It sounds really fancy. It sounds really elaborate. It's actually, depending on how you wish to do it, it could be a 4 or 5 minute process. We try to make it easy. I spend about 95% of my job helping people navigate unemployment, but the funny thing that always happens to me, and I always kind of crack a little grin when it happens, we've got special hotlines in the employment services room, and those ring right into unemployment. It's like Batman, okay? It's like talking to Commissioner Gordon, all right? Cool thing about that is they've got priority versus anybody that's trying to call on their own phone. You'd be surprised how many times I've overheard somebody talking to a representative from unemployment about their claim, and they'll say something along the lines of, well, yeah, I'm down here at unemployment, and the guy told me to call unemployment. Nope, I told you to call unemployment. You got that part right.
So
we are not unemployment, even though we partner with them.
You work very closely together.
Well, it's like this. Let's say that there's an emergency and you see a fire engine. 9 times out of 10, there will be police presence as well, right? So the way the police and the fire department work together is a lot of the same way that employment services and unemployment work together.
Okay, now can I simplify that for a second? We are the re-employment office, okay?
Okay,
not the unemployment. That's the first thing that I tell people when we talk about Michigan Works is, you know, what do you know? Oh, you guys are the unemployment office. And no, we're the re-employment office.
You guys are assisting in helping people get back to jobs and back to work in the right matches for jobs. How is the job market right now?
It's a little rough.
Yeah, the opportunities are there if you have the skills. The entry-level jobs are there, not as many as what there were. What I'm finding, what employers are looking for are middle and upper skilled. Those are the ones that are going to have a higher income opportunity as well, but you need to have some skills. And there are some opportunities out there, and there's opportunities for the entry level as well, just not as much as what there were.
And if someone's listening right now that feels like their head's spinning because where do I start? What do I do? At least you guys are going to get them on the path. Whatever skill level they have, you're going to help them match up with something that fits their skills.
We try to do that. I ask people when they're looking, just think outside the box a little bit. If you're looking for re-employment, you may have done one thing for a while, but you have other skills as well that you may not even be aware of. Think outside the box. There's a reason, chances are, why you were working is cutting back or whatever. So look at some new avenues.
Okay.
And we can certainly help with those things because we're in touch with the employers and we know who's looking for what out there.
Chris and Bart with GST Michigan Works with us this morning. Background on you guys. How did you come to be in your positions and how long have you been doing this?
Go ahead, Bart. You can start.
When you talk about going into different things, I've probably changed careers 3 or 4 times in the past 10 years, right? I've got an incredibly diverse background. So I've worked in broadcasting. I've worked in education. I've worked in the tobacco industry. I've worked in sales. I've worked in retail. I've worked in pretty much everything from giving samples out at a Meijer store to selling $100,000 luxury vehicles. I've pretty much done it all. Then I was kind of looking to make to move, and I was actually working through Michigan Works, as a matter of fact.
That's how you kind of became employed there. You were utilizing them as a job seeker.
Absolutely, and I loved the way that Chris and everybody else kind of treated everybody. I thought, this looks like a really nice place to work.
It is.
Okay, Chris, you've been there a long time, right?
Going on 10 years. I started there later on in my career. I have been, again, in higher education, spent almost 20 years in that. I was in marketing, was in sales. Pretty much most everything I've done has been some sort of management. So therefore, you know, working with HR and working and getting people ready for jobs and interviewing and all that kind of stuff. So that's pretty much what I've done most of my adult working life. It's taking the skills that you have and looking at a different way of applying them. And that's really how I got into this.
And it's great that you guys come from such diverse backgrounds that you can relate to so many different types of job seekers and employers, both sides of that. Where is your actual physical office for people that don't know?
Corner of 21 and Delaney.
We are open from 8 to 4 Monday through Friday. Computers are open in the lab for whatever you need to do. It's not just getting registered for work or doing unemployment things. I mean, those are available for typing up and printing resumes, sending online applications, pretty much anything you need to do that's work-related. Our computers are available. That's open until 4:45.
Do you serve other areas besides Shiawassee?
Oh, yes. Michigan Works has 16 different agencies throughout the state of Michigan, so all counties are represented. GST represents Genesee, Shiawassee, and the Thumb, so we represent 6 different counties through our particular agency.
So everything in the Thumb, Genesee County, has actually 2 offices, one in Flint, one in Benton, and then we're here in Owosso. Lately, for the past couple of years, we've also been serving a lot of Saginaw and all of Clinton County as well. If you're outside of the Shiawassee County area, we may be closer, we may be an easier facility to use.
People can access the closest office, that's okay, no matter what county they actually live in?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Multiple services for job seekers, the employer side, what type of things can you help businesses with?
I encourage businesses to get me their job openings so that we can post them on a Pure Michigan Talent Connect service that we do. It kind of runs the same way as Indeed does, but Talent Connect would be run through the state of Michigan, and that would be the site that we're able to work with. We also do things like job fairs.
And you have one coming up, which we're going to talk about.
Yeah, so we work with that, which gets employers directly in contact with job seekers. I have an opportunity to do that. For the employers, we also do, through the state of Michigan, we do the Going Pro Talent Fund, which is a twice-a-year competitive grant to the state. There's an application process that goes with that. Many, many employers throughout the state of Michigan apply for this, and many, many throughout the state of Michigan get awarded. Again, something for employers to look into, you know, just reach out to us, and we'll be able to give you some more information. We work with registered USDOL registered apprenticeships. There's many of those. As a matter of fact, we can actually help create apprenticeship programs that may not be in existence yet. We've done some for Memorial Health. We've done some for daycare facilities. We're working on some other ones right now that are going to be a template for the country.
And that's a way of initiating a worker that may not have that experience, but getting them the hands-on training.
This is actually generated through the employer. So they're looking to do an apprenticeship program. So they get with us, we figure out, and then they have to have the people in place to go ahead and do that. So there's a process through all of this.
Okay.
But the nice thing with USDOL registered apprenticeships, they're recognized anywhere in the country. So that's what makes it unique. And the state and the federal government really, really are looking for, you know, participation in those areas, because it really does make someone very, very employable. And quite frankly, most of the people that employers invest money into tend to stay with those employers.
Sure. So and that's about retention. Yeah. I mean, it's about not only getting that right candidate, but keeping them there, right?
Correct. Exactly. And then we do training for individuals that employers benefit from. So, for example, we can do certain things like for qualified individuals, medical assisting, CDLA. There's a process with that as well. So I want to put that out there. It's not just I'm going to walk in, I want to get my CDL certification. There's a process. There's qualifications needed. I always want to put that asterisk in there because it's not an automatic. It's there. It's available. I mean, even for employed individuals. We work with several businesses that require a certification after hiring, and those individuals that qualify are able to get that through us, which benefits that individual and the employer.
Oh, yeah,
as well.
That makes a lot of sense for sure. Do the employers, the businesses, pay for your services?
No, everything's free.
So, I mean, from the job seeker perspective, that is free as well. But for the employer side, that's free.
There's never charged anything. Everything we do is free of charge. Another one, this is to help build the talent pipeline. It's called My Career Quest. And this is strictly for the employers. The next one's going to be October 21st and is a sign up and everything else. But what it is, it's employers set up and it's done over at the Door to Event Center. It's kind of like a day in the life of the type of business that they do. So we have different quadrants, and we bring in students from all over our counties. So last year we had over 2,000 students come through, and it gives them a hands-on experience in the different job opportunities that are out there. I've found in the many years that I've worked with young people in high school and things like that, is that they really don't know what all is out there. Many people come in and, yeah, I want to go to college for this. Like, they saw something on TV, which looks really, really cool. And it's what they want to do. Well, generally, the TV representation is not a true representation of what all is involved.
Right.
So this gives them an opportunity to see some different things of jobs that are out there. And it allows the employer to start building that talent pipeline, because, quite frankly, there's a lot of skilled workers that are aging out.
Right, exactly.
So, I mean, there's more aging out than are coming in. So this gives them the opportunity to kind of, here's what we do. You may not have known about this.
And it might pique an interest. I mean, that's the thing. When I was going to college, I was like, what do you want to major in? Like, I opened the book. I'm like, I don't know. You know, that kind of, this is giving them kind of a look at some options that they may never have heard of before.
Correct.
How often do you do those?
Well, this is done once a year for the employers that are interested in participating. Students sign up through their schools and whatever else. But for the employers that are interested in participating, please reach out at Michigan Works, and we'll be able to get you in touch with the right people.
So employers that are listening right now, businesses that may not be connected with you already, what is the best thing? Calling you, emailing, and they should contact you directly, or what's the best way to do that, Chris?
Well, you just contact the Michigan Works Agency, GST, and they'll get you in touch with the right people. At one point or another, you're going to end up with me.
Bart, you do the job seeker side. You're kind of the first point of contact when people come in when they're unemployed or seeking to find a job. Is that correct?
A little bit of both, actually. So we do have a jobs board in the employment services room. So we've got paper applications, and we do have our computers open if you wanted to do an online application. We're getting to the point where there's more employers that are requesting an online app. So we do have computers available for that. And then, of course, the other side is, hey, I just lost my job and I've got work search requirements to get my benefits. So then we kind of show them one way to go with that. Last month, of course, they started the new requirement where before it was one work search activity a week. Now it's up to three.
Right. Documented for as you're getting unemployment services, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you want to keep track of these just in case there's any questions. Obviously, the main things are going to be applications and resumes, submitting applications and resumes, hopefully some interviews out of that, of course. But there's other things as well. For example, we've got workshops that do count as a job search activity. Interviewing workshop this Tuesday, which would be great because you get this interviewing workshop, Chris, and then turn around and Thursday come in and have multiple on-the-spot interviews.
Because you have that job fair coming up this week as well, and that counts as part of the requirement. So if they do a workshop with you, that counts as one of their three per week?
Correct. But just to play it safe, you want to stick with workshops and applications, resumes, interviews as far as the work search requirements. There are some other things that qualify as well, but you want to kind of try and play safe because mainly your job is to find a job, and those are the big things.
And you've got all the tools to help them in that process. So it's for people that have lost a job and downsized. Also, assuming people could come to you if they're currently employed, but they're looking for something different, or they maybe want to see what's out there.
Oh, that happens a lot. And we've got career coaches that can definitely put them in the right direction.
And then someone who's coming back to the workforce, let's say a stay-at-home mom, it's all of a sudden wanting to return to the workforce. Can you kind of help that person too?
Same exact thing. We have got a lot of different programs, starting with the workshops, starting with talent inventories. We do a resource navigation pretty much every Friday morning for folks that are interested in working with a coach and working in the program.
We're talking with Chris and Bart from GST Michigan Works. Now, walk us through the process if someone has not come to see you. Do they need to bring stuff in? And how does that first visit go? They drop in, they call, they set an appointment up. What do they do?
You're talking about for an unemployment claim?
For
right?
anything, if they've never come to you and they want to become either a business client or job seeker.
Well, I would recommend make sure you bring your cell phone. If you have a login for anything for the state of Michigan, try to bring that. For unemployment, very important, bring your work history, the past 18 months work history. And that's just kind of the generic, if you're walking into the building, you want this information with you kind of
and
thing.
As far as do they need an appointment or they just walk in?
To get the process started, they do not need an appointment. To file an unemployment claim, to register for work, things like that, they do not. When they get there, they can fill out some information as far as do they want to work with a coach, that kind of thing.
resumes, you can help with that, but tell us how you can help someone with their resume, the different things that you do.
Quite a few different ways. What we recommend is we've got a review service, so you can bring your resume, just drop it off, and have the coaches review it and give you some tips on it, and they will contact you at a later date and kind of go over it with you. You can also have the coaches work on a resume for you. I recommend if you're going to do that you put a little sticky note on your information saying, I'd like to sit down and work with the coach on this. But you don't have to. I mean, there's a lot of different ways we can assist with resumes.
So you have your job fair coming up Thursday, but you have a kind of prepare for it, an interviewing workshop coming up on Tuesday.
Yeah, the interviewing skills workshop's going to be this Tuesday from 10 to 11:30. Now, something like that, the workshops, you do have to sign up in advance for. I mean, you can do that either at gstmiworks.org. You can come in person and say, I'd like to sign up for this, and call us on the phone. We make it easy to get signed up, but we do want the instructors to have an idea.
So it's an interviewing workshop preparing them for your job fair on Thursday. So that's going to be a big one. A lot of big employers are going to be here Thursday. Let's talk about where and when that's happening.
It's going to be this Thursday, so it's going to be August 20th. The job fair itself is going to run from 1 to 3 p.m. We do encourage people to come on in a little bit earlier, especially if you need someone to look over your resume. Now, keep in mind, we're not going to do an entire resume an hour before the job fair starts. Be prepared. This is possibly one opportunity to sit down in front of an employer that you might want to be, you know, working with. A couple of things that I would recommend for people that are coming into the job fair, and we'll get into who's going to be there in just a second, is be prepared. The interviewing skills is a big thing because you will be interviewing at this job fair. We run these a little different. You're not just going to be in a line handing off your resume.
Right, you're not just handing off that paper. Yeah. You're talking to somebody there.
You're going to sit down in front of someone for a few minutes. They're going to ask you some questions, and you can ask them questions. You know, Bart was mentioning the interviewing thing. The big thing that people forget or that they're nervous about with interviews is it's a two-way conversation. So they ask you questions, you ask them questions. They give you answers, you give them answers. But be prepared. So what I encourage people to do is we have plenty of information, plenty of flyers out there as to who's going to be at this job fair. Do your homework. Figure out who it is that you want to speak
right.
with and find out what it is that they do. Many times I have people come in, check into the job fair. I ask them, who do you want to speak with? And they say, well, I don't know who's here.
Oh, okay.
So you're not prepared.
Look at some of the employers that are going to be there. Look at some of the possible things you're interested in and
Correct.
Know who you want to talk to.
Yeah. We have all the contact information. We have all the ways for you to put in that application. And as Bart mentioned, many of the employers want their applications done online. So for you to sit there and try to do this before you go speak with them is not a good idea. Do it at home or do it, come on in the day before
right.
and fill out the application so that when they sit down and ask you, yes, I have one done. Or come in and get the paper application for those employers that are still doing them and you can hand it to them directly.
Get the information of who's going to be involved. GSTMIWorks.org, your website, does have a list. You can click on events
Correct.
For each
yep.
area and actually get the employers that are going to be at the job fair.
Correct. And it also lists exactly, you know, who's looking for what. But at this particular one, we're going to have Machine Tool and Gear, CIE Nucor. We're going to have Durant Senior Care and Rehab, Memorial Health Care, MRS, Michigan Rehabilitative Services, which is part of LEO, the Labor Economic Opportunity. They have close to 400 jobs throughout the state of Michigan that they can speak to you about, but also for people that may have disabilities, how to get the process started, because that is what they specialize in. So there's an opportunity there, which we've not had before there.
All right.
So that's actually very cool that you're going to have someone specializing in disability employment. That's
Correct.
Great.
So we do have that opportunity. Midwest Bus, Perry Area Fire and Rescue, paramedics and things like that, Pleasant View, and Sweet Tea's Ventures, which is pretty much Legal Shield, how you can get started on that and pretty much run your own business. They will train you and they will give you some opportunities there as well. If you notice, there's a lot of health here. That's where many of your opportunities are.
Big industries, right? Always healthcare, right?
Always healthcare. People will always get old and get sick. They don't all require you to be an RN. Health opportunities that require no licensure whatsoever. Look at it as a starting point to get into a facility. Then from there, you know, again, some of the training programs that we do offer may get you that certification.
Right. And so, you guys do as well offer training programs, but yep. that's something that people, as they explore that industry or that specific company, there may be something down the line that they can train for. But just getting them in the door sometimes is the first step, right?
Correct. And
that's a great foot in the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, and that goes back to looking outside the box, maybe outside your comfort zone. But if you've not tried it, you have no idea whether or not you're going to like it or not. Please reach out in regards to the job fair. We'll have the contact information and dress the part. That's another thing that I see. Is if you're going to sit down in front of that employer, make sure that you're presentable, that that's the impression that you want them to have of you.
And it doesn't necessarily mean
suit and tie.
Suit and tie, right?
Suit and tie, I guess, is no longer the thing other than very specific fields. I am one who for years all my adult working life has worn a tie. Very seldom do you see me without one. You know? But the point is the dress code has changed.
It is changing,
but it's still not fuzzy slippers and jammy pants.
Whole jeans, whole t-shirts, that's not it. That's
exactly. Not it. That employer is still looking for a professional.
Professional look, too. Yeah. Right. It's multi-employer job fair happening this coming Thursday. So the job fair itself, 1 to 3. They can show up at noon, get that tweak on the resume, not create the whole one from scratch. Now, is
correct.
This at your office off of M21?
Right? Yep, and we'll be more than happy to sit down with you and help you out with whatever you need. The employer would be more than happy to sit down and speak with you. That is why they're there.
A lot of big employers will be there this Thursday.
Correct.
So if someone's looking to change careers or to start fresh or re-employ, coming even out of a home situation where you've been at home for a while, you're going back in the workforce, it's a great place to start.
Yeah, I mean, even if you've been in the workforce before and you've been out of it for a little while, it's changed. The whole climate has changed. The atmosphere has changed. Employers' expectations have changed. Employee expectations have changed. There's been a big shift. You'll see that during the interviews when you're sitting down with them, what it is that they're looking for and what are their expectations, and you'll find out what your expectations are.
And I think it's great that GST Michigan Works kind of takes the fear out of it. I'll just say when I was looking for a job, I was scared to talk to even GST Michigan Works. I would have been scared. But you guys are just there to be friendly and just to kind of help people through the process. It's not intimidation, like, why were you let go from your job? Like, you're going to be put on the spot in a bad way. It's about helping people find the resources and make their next career move.
Many people have found themselves in a situation to where, through no fault of their own, they're looking for work. I was one of them. What you'll find is that many of the people who work for Michigan Works have been in this situation. They know what you're going through. They know how you feel. They know what some of your barriers might be. And we've all been trained in working with that and how to get you past all of those things.
What Bart found, and that's why he wanted to kind of join when he went in to talk with you as a client, he ends up working with you.
I remember seeing him at job fairs.
Yeah. So,
and you have to put the work in. And that's
right.
one thing he did. Anyone who is looking, you can't just snap your finger and have it done. You get your stuff ready, get your resume ready, go in front of employers, get that experience, but you got to keep pushing the ground. You got to keep doing that.
Bart has said, your job in looking for work, that's your job.
That's your job.
And like any other job, you have to prepare for it and find out what the employer is looking for, find out how you apply, and do that ahead of time so that you are prepared when you sit down and speak with them.
Yeah, I tell my customers that your job is to find a job. Your time card is actually your work search activity when you submit that.
And the requirement is 3 per week minimal. People should really be doing more than that because, like you said, it should be a job looking for your job.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know some people that do 10, 15 resumes a week. And not only that, but a lot of folks, you're going to tailor each resume to the job you're applying for.
Oh, definitely.
So you should be doing that.
Yes.
Not one just generic resume.
Yeah,
No, not at all. No. You should have multiple resumes on hand at all times, simply because even if you're not looking, hey, an opportunity might come up, and be prepared.
And you do help veterans as well. Place them, help them with career services. That's a big thing for our veteran population.
Absolutely. And of course, we work with some great partners. We've got veteran career advisors that visit our office 3 or 4 times a month at least. So if you are a veteran and you're looking for a little bit extra help in the job search, you don't have to go to the main office in Flint. Rayetta will come here to Shiawassee County.
She reaches out to me regularly as well. Here's a resume. We're trying to work with this individual. I do work with employers on looking for that as well. So there's a lot of team effort that goes into this. It's not like my department does this, that department does that. Everything bleeds together.
You guys collab a lot, and
we all bounce off one another. So
I mean, you work with, even though your main focus is with the employers and business services, you're working hand in hand with the coaches all the time.
Oh, correct. And then with you as well.
Yeah.
So and so, here's what they're looking. This is what they're doing.
Right.
Who do you have that you're working with that you can forward this information to?
So it helps kind of connect. And then through all the pieces, connecting the right person to the right job. And you're helping screen for the employers, Chris. Like, that's part of your thing, getting them lined up with qualified people a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Are the challenges in today's world different than they've been throughout the years that you've been doing this, job seekers and businesses?
It has. A lot of the repetitive jobs, for example, are now being automated. There's manufacturers that I walked into 10 years ago where it was 4 or 5 lines of people doing stuff, and now it's 2 lines and 3 lines of automation. So that's changed a little bit. Coming out of COVID, we've been out of this for a little while now, but employers have learned how to do more with less. They're more focused on retention, because bringing people on is expensive. Training them and everything else that goes on.
You don't want a revolving door, because that makes
exactly.
it way more expensive.
Yeah. So a lot of that has backed off from what I can see. Some of the entry-level positions, you know, they've kind of tailed off a little bit, and that's due to some of those things. But if you're solid and you're prepared, those opportunities are there, so I can't harp on that enough.
Right.
Take advantage of the services that Bart was talking about, the interviewing workshop. Interviewing, and to me, face-to-face interviewing is so important. However, getting used to doing phone interviews which are more and more the thing now as far as screening goes, is part of that as well. And speaking of that, make sure that your voicemail is not full, because
right.
I hear that a lot. Like I forward resumes to employers and they say, well, Chris, I've been trying to reach out, but the voicemail is full. So if you're looking for work and you expect someone to call you, have them be able to leave you a message.
That's a great point. Wow.
Because we can't text unless they have your permission.
Yeah, that's a good thing people don't think about. And you have to talk about the email addresses, Bart.
Right.
I know you're going to mention that.
Yeah. So kind of expand on what Chris is talking about. That voicemail box better be accessible, right? Another thing.
And professional.
And professional.
Like, hey, what's up, y'all?
Well, and that goes to my next point is your outgoing message. Make sure your name is on there.
Right.
Hi, this is Bart. I'm not available right now. Please leave your name and number. And always leave your name and number, because not everybody has caller ID, especially businesses. My office, I do not have caller ID. Make sure you leave that number twice, but make sure you've got a good outgoing message, okay? I'm an iPhone guy, okay? I love me some app. But if you've got that call screener on your phone, if you can tell me your name and the reason you're calling, I'll see if the person you're calling is available. No, do not make a prospective employer audition for the privilege to talk to you. We all have a ton of spam calls in telemarketing, but get rid of that at least while you're looking for work.
Right, I was going to say, you can put that back on once you have your job and deactivate it while you're looking. And also the email address when you're filling out. I know you've had some questionable emails. Make sure your email address is not raising red flags too.
Well, I'm not going to risk you getting an FCC violation by explaining some of the email addresses.
I've seen them.
But, yeah, I'm trying to have something professional that incorporates your name. If your name's Joe Smith or John Smith or something, you're going to have a hard time finding one. You know, I mean, I'm lucky enough that I've got enough of a rare first and last name that I can kind of pick my handle. But have something that's professional sounding when you're trying to get an email address, because so much of what's done now is done online. The applications, resumes, even interviewing. We talk about phone interviewing and so many people now that are doing Zoom and team type of interviews and things like that. So just be very professional. Even if you're not answering the call yet, you're creating an impression already by your outgoing message.
And someone can come in, let's just say they don't know where to start. Now, there's a lot of pieces to get prepared. As Chris said, most important thing. Maybe they're not ready for this, Jeff, or you have other ones coming up. So once they come in, let's just say they have no idea what they're doing. You're going to kind of help them get prepared for the next job interview or the next job fair.
And the next week and the week after that for the job search, for sure.
And you have that virtual reality thing, which I think is pretty cool. So I do want to just mention this because you have to sign up for it. It is every Monday, correct?
Yeah, so one of our career coaches, Angie, does the career exploration, and it's all virtual reality.
I love this, yeah.
We do ask that you sign up in advance because we've only got two headsets. But the cool thing is it's all kinds of different career exploration.
You can kind of check into what it's about, right? I mean, that's the whole thing.
And I'm going to warn you, if you're going to be doing one that involves like power lines or anything with heights, if you move your head wrong, you can actually get dizzy. The VR is that good. It's very, very involved. It's a lot of fun, but you got to get signed up in advance for that because we've got two sets. Angie does a great job with that.
GSTMIWorks.org to get more information because all your calendar's got all your events coming up. You've got other the workshops coming up. Your big job fair Thursday, and that's going to be a big deal to have a lot of great employers looking for great candidates.
Can I just circle back on one thing? We were talking about the phone and making sure that you have room and everything else on there. Make sure your voicemail is not full. When you call back and leave a message for an employer, please speak clearly, because I get messages even from employers. It comes out really, really strong and really, really fast, so you're trying to catch the name. By the time they give you the phone number once, you can't hear the last two digits because everything trailed off. As Bart said, leave your name and leave your number twice.
Leave your number twice.
Always twice, yeah.
Always twice. GST Michigan Works, what's the best way for someone to start the process?
The easiest way is to come on in. I always find that face-to-face works out better than emailing, than texting, than, you know, trying to do the phone call. That's the way that you need to do it. You know, by all means, get the ball started that way. But face-to-face usually works out better because then we can get you to the right people. Whatever needs to be filled out or questions that need to be asked can be taken care of at that point. The other thing is go on our website, gstmiworks.org. You can look at it from a perspective of a job seeker. You can look at it from a perspective as an employer, and there's just a wealth of information on there. Some of your questions can be answered from there as well, but never ever hesitate to come in because there's never ever a cost to any of this.
No cost for anybody, for businesses or the job seekers, which we have to stress because people think about that, you know, of course.
Yeah. None.
The one thing I want to reiterate is as soon as you're separated from your employer, get in as soon as you can. I see so many folks that, oh, I didn't think I was going to be late laid off that long, so I waited, and they wait. Get ahead of it right away. You don't have to make an appointment. Come on in, and then we can introduce you to some of the other services that we provide at the Shiawassee Service Center. But as soon as you've got some type of separation, come in, let's get the process started, because the sooner you start that process is the sooner you're going to start other processes where you're going to work with the coaches, where you're going to work with Chris and Chris's employers and things like that.
Get that started right away and no appointment needed, just show up at your office.
Absolutely. Okay. If you are filing a claim, we do recommend that you could get in before 4 o'clock, just because when the computer's shut down, and just in case, we've got to get you on the bat phone.
The opportunity is there to come in and sit down and meet employers face-to-face, which generally doesn't happen. You have that opportunity to present yourself Thursday, August 20th from 1 to 3 p.m.
Awesome, guys. Thanks so much for coming in today to talk about what GST Michigan Works does and about your upcoming job fair. Get more information at gstmiworks.org under events. You've been listening to In Focus. I'm your host, Lisa D. We'll talk to you next Sunday.